Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, Kevin Wooden, coming off a road trip this past weekend, Friday and Saturday, as they took on Colorado Springs and Adams State, splitting over the weekend, topping Colorado Springs for a season sweep of that squad this season, and then losing their first game of the year to Adams State as part of their schedule thus far. Kevin, first of all, Colorado Springs, we talked about it before you went down there. That was a game that you played at home on Sunday, November 15th, won rather easily this time. And we expected a totally different game, obviously, though. The team came out on top, and sometimes it's difficult enough to beat a team once, but to beat them twice in a year, had to be pleased to get that one behind you.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. We struggled from the beginning with shooting. They had a player that was a key player for them, a great three-point shooter, freshman, that didn't play against us in Billings. And, of course, we had Chantel when we played earlier. So that alone I knew would be a lot different, plus playing at their gym. And we struggled for most of the game shooting, but we kind of hung in there, and we really played our best basketball in the last 5 minutes and were able to get the win.
That's important, too, because we talked about it before. You know, even in that game against Chadron State, there were things where you probably weren't as smooth as you were early in the year. And, again, a lot of that probably had to do with the fact that Chantel wasn't in there. But sometimes finding a way to win when maybe not everything has fallen into place, obviously over the course of a season, that can pay some real big dividends for you.
Yeah, it will. We need to get back on track. We're not playing quite as crisp as I thought we were a little while ago, and part of that's being on the road and just adjusting to some new rotations. But hopefully we'll have a little time here over the next few days with a couple home games and some practice time so that we can get back on track.
Playing against Adams State, your first loss of the season as part of your regular schedule, no question about it, that's a great start to go 4-0, and then to end up losing your last game on that Saturday against Adams State. Was that a situation where you just struggled, or did Adams State just put up a pretty good effort for you, or was it kind of a combination of both?
A combination of both. They're a very good team. I was very impressed with them. Probably the best defensive team that we have played so far. They seem to be very fundamentally sound. We just did not shoot well. We missed a lot of shots that we normally would make. I think we shot one out of our first 16 three-pointers, and I think we only had 2 points after the first 10 minutes in the game. So it was a struggle all day. A lot of it was due to them, but a significant part was us. We just couldn't come back from them. They made about two or three three-pointers, key ones, early in the second half and got us down about 9 points, and we just couldn't get into that lead. So overall, pretty good weekend. Maybe it was one we almost had, but really they deserved it. They played better in the second half.
We'll talk in the second part of the coaches show, kind of take a look back at the season so far and some of the maybe pleasant surprises, in some of those areas that Coach Wooden would like to see the team shore up. That's on the second part of the coaches show. That's coming up next.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy. Delivering a bright future.
One. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off a split on the road this past weekend, topping Colorado Springs and then losing to Adams State, now sitting at 4-1 on the year. Coach Wooden, as you take a look back at these first five games, anything that really stands out in terms of maybe some surprises for you? I know you've had some new faces in there, some folks that came back but still didn't get maybe as much experience from a team standpoint last year as maybe you would like. When you take a look at what's happened though so far, what are some of the more pleasant surprises you've seen so far, do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's surprises. I'm just a couple things. I'm pleased with our depth of our team at this point. I wasn't sure how the freshmen would play. We've gotten some very good performances from them off the bench, and then it's been nice to have Melissa join us from volleyball, and she's going to really help us this year, whereas last year you know, she joined late and just didn't really feel that comfortable. This year, she's going to pay a lot of dividends for us. So depth would be one area that I'm very pleased with. I think we have the ability to score from a lot of different people, and that is something that I also thought we'd have, but so far it has proven out. As a lot of people have stepped up and given us some different points from different areas, and then I think our versatility has been good, and we have lots of things to still work on, but overall it's been a good start.
When you take a look at the younger players, and again, I know this is something we've talked about, and we'll probably talk about more as the year goes on. When you take a look at a freshman or a sophomore that you know is coming back that maybe didn't get a lot of playing time last year, although when you take a look at somebody like a Callie Kautzman and Callie Stanhope, they did get some real good time last year in some key moments. But for the most part, a lot of these players really getting their first real good look at the collegiate level game. Is it more of a matter of just getting that time on the court? Is it a matter of just kind of getting your confidence level up, or just kind of adjusting to the collegiate game as opposed to the high school game? Because you're going against taller girls, you're going against stronger girls, you're going against faster girls. I mean, there's a lot of issues there.
Yeah, it kind of it's different. There's no learning curve that's the same for any two players. Some players have played maybe against a more competitive environment game after game. Other people all of our players have been on successful high school teams, but some of them maybe have been at a school where they really didn't have too many close games, and they didn't play a lot of major minutes at crunch time, etc., like that. So it's really each of them learns at different speeds, but they've been together a long time this fall. They've gone through fall workouts and you know, over a month of practices, so I don't think it's intimidating to them by any means, but you have to get game experience in order to move on, so far I've been very impressed with them in that as they gain that experience, they seem to be very, very aggressive and not timid, and that's really what I want from them at this point.
I think particularly from the standpoint of when you take a look at a freshman or a sophomore, I would imagine most of these girls probably haven't had to sniff the bench a whole lot over the course of their high school career. I imagine a lot of these girls, even from their freshman and sophomore years in high school, probably got a lot of playing time. Now they've got a slightly different role, a lot of these girls coming off the bench. Again, does it just matter from kind of player to player? Because I would imagine that's harder to do. You know, you're sitting there and it's, you know, you went through the pregame warm-ups, but it might be 5-10 minutes and you're kind of sitting there and all of a sudden you've got to come in and provide a spark right away. Do different players handle that a little bit differently, or is it just something that they all seem to kind of embrace as the year goes on?
I would think that to each one of them it could be a little different. I think that'd be a great question to maybe ask them rather than to me talk about it. I mean, I just talk about them that some of their roles are different and that they're not starting and they need to come in and make something happen instead of letting something happen, because you just don't know that you're going to be able to play 5-6 minutes in a row at this point. So it's definitely a mental challenge as well as physical, but how they you know, feel about that or how comfortable they get to that, it probably is different from player to player.
I think the interesting thing is, too, is I think so oftentimes, you know, and I'm as guilty of it as anyone, we'll talk about some player coming in that'll hit a big three-pointer at this, you know, just fresh off the bench. And obviously that's a nice spark, but sometimes we forget there's a lot of different ways to add to a team, whether it be through a rebound, a nice defensive play. It might even be something that doesn't necessarily show up on the statistics. And I think from those first few games I've seen you play at home, it seems like you got that, even though maybe it may not have even been something that showed up from a statistics standpoint. Maybe somebody came in and shut down a player that was a little bit hot at that time. So you can get help from the bench in a lot of different ways, and maybe sometimes it's not real obvious unless you're really paying attention.
Right, that's a good point, and we actually have had both Ashley Reed and Melissa Porter recently have just played consistently and really helped us off the bench, and I'm making a commitment to them in our next couple of games to try to get them a little bit more time because they have earned it. The other side of that is you're taking away some time from others, but we're a team. And I think our players understand that and want to do what's best for our team. But any time you have a player like Ashley, who has come in consistently over the last, I believe, four games in a row and really made an instant impact, I've got to look at that and try to figure out how to get her on the court more.
We'll take a look at the Jackets' schedule. In fact, they've got a big game against Montana Tech this evening and then got a bit of a break. We'll be talking about that on the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wood.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. By the time a lot of you folks hear the Coaches Show, this game will already have taken place. They're taking on Montana Tech at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. And then a bit of a break from Saturday till Saturday, December 12th, as they'll be at home against Dickinson State. Let's talk a little bit about Montana Tech, though. This is a team that, just from the standpoint of the way they've started the season, seems to have be a very improved team from what we may have even seen last season.
Yeah, they're off to a very good start. I believe they're 6-1 at this point. The coach is in their third or fourth year now, so that's usually when you start to establish what you're doing. You start to get your players that you've either brought in or at least are buying into your system. So we're going to have our hands full. They have excellent size, and a lot of different players contribute.
We take a look at your schedule so far. Really hasn't been a real big break for you. You know, you had the exhibition games against Montana State, Western, and Rocky. 5 to 4 days break in between those. And since that time, you did have 6 days between Chadron State and Colorado Springs. But for the most part, you know, those games have been pretty bunched together. After this game against Montana Tech, you've got 11 days. Is that a good thing? Give you a chance maybe to kind of sit back and take a look at what you've done so far and work on those things on the court in a practice atmosphere as opposed to a competitive?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the way the schedule falls this year. It's not always maybe what we want to do the most. It's just when you're trying to find teams, to whether you're going to travel or play at home, and sometimes you just have to kind of take what you can get, and it becomes, you know, a date that the two teams can play. I think we're a little bit sore and tired just because we did choose to play 3 exhibition games. Some teams don't do that. And then we've had a lot of early season games. So I think it'll be nice to have a little break after tonight. Tonight we're going to have to be ready, of course, but then we have about a 10-day layoff and before we have another game. And during that time, our players, you know, it's the end of the semester. A lot of papers are due or special projects. And in addition to finals, we'll be starting on December 13th. So academically, I think the rest will the lesson schedule will be nice for them, too.
What sort of things you've really been trying to shore up following your weekend games against Colorado Springs, and Adams State? What sort of things would you like to take a look at this game against Montana Tech and see improvement from areas that maybe you didn't see, the past couple of games?
Well, there's a couple things, but we really haven't had any time to work on them. So, I mean, we gave them Sunday off, because we traveled back, and with just one day of practice, we had to try to address what Montana Tech's going to do. So hopefully we'll shoot much better just for one, just because we're at home than we did this weekend. And we just have, you know, to get more ready for some different combinations and lineups there. But I think we'll identify what our plan over the next week. But as far as tonight, I really didn't have a lot of time to adjust. We just need to play hard and hopefully play well.
All right, again, it's 7 o'clock, Tuesday, December 1st, against Montana Tech, and then they're off until Saturday, December 12th, when they'll host Dickinson State at 7 o'clock. Head Coach Kevin Wood, congratulations on the nice start of the season, and best luck against Tech and Dickinson, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Ken.
It's been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Kevin Wood. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.